Are they non-believers?
Well, actually, well, many times they're not non-believers. Many times they're American churchianity people that are living a false way, and they get mad at us because we show up at festivals, and we just decide, yeah, there you go, I take a gospel card. We just decide to call out the culture and the church system. Because, see, the culture is fruit of the church system. Homosexuality would not be rampant if the culture did not lean that way. Abortion would not be legal for 50 years if everybody didn't go, oh, well, worldliness wouldn't be happening.
Yeah,
so, many times they are Christians, and that's why I call out their hypocrisy. And the reason I don't engage them, what did she say, ma'am? You heard her. What did she say? The first thing she said, go away. Why would I talk to somebody that tells me to go away? And then it's going to be I'm harassing her.
Yeah, right.
So I just walk through and preach. Now, if her husband said, can I talk to you about why you're here? I'm going to talk to him. So this is freedom of speech. We can come out and do this. And people get angry because the America and the church system is awash with a false Jesus that lets you live like the world, act like the world, claim him in a Sunday building, and then go back out and act like the world. We show up and go, you've got to be completely transformed in holiness, in obedience. And our website teaches that. We don't take people's money. We travel the country. We go to festivals all over the country. And we just stand what I believe is the broad road to destruction. Jesus said in Matthew 7, few are going to find eternal life. Look up that Greek word. You know what it means? Puny. A puny number. So we believe that most everybody you see here today is going to hell for Jesus.
What the Bible
says. Including you and you and me and her, if we don't repent, we're not born again by the shed blood of Jesus, have the fruit of holiness and obedience, which means come out. And when you truly do that, it changes your heart, your mind, your actions, your dress, your money, your soul. It changes everything. Isn't it like when, are either of you ladies married? Okay. When you get married, doesn't it change everything?
Yeah.
Not many marriages go, I'll marry you, but you know, I'm still going to do everything I did before. My money's mine. I'm going to do hang with any women I want.
Those are the ones that don't last.
They don't last. This is the covenant of God doesn't last in biblically when you go, God, I love you on Sunday, but I'm going to do whatever I want the rest of the week, dress, act, talk, live.
And the churches aren't teaching what the full truth is for people to call them out of the world.
Well, actually, we haven't found any that meet at a building on a Sunday or Saturday or whatever that want the whole truth or are following it. So we're out here to warn people about that.
You will find that there's a couple of churches here in Tomahawk that are very much teaching the right gospel. One is a vineyard.
Well, you know what? A lot of them might teach it, but they're not following it because after faith and you have the repentance, he walked it through, most people aren't leaving their life behind. They're bringing it with. So you have a new life, 2 Corinthians 5:17. All things are old. We're a new creation, right? Ground zero, we start and we grow in him. So what we do is we encourage people. And as a woman, are you born again?
Yes.
Okay, so you're my sister. Maybe she is. Okay, can I encourage you with something? Because he walked through the gospel. He talked about some of the other things, worldliness, carnality. The Bible does teach things for women and men too. And you can see how I'm dressed and I have a head covered. I would encourage you to go deeper. If you love the Lord and you love his truth, as my sisters in Christ, you want to go check out 1 Corinthians 11, 1 Timothy 2, 1 Peter 3. Because if you're born again and the Holy Spirit is within you, is that not the temple of God?
Yes, absolutely.
And the temple of God is bought with Christ's blood, right? It's not ours anymore. He owns us, right? So we're willing to do whatever he has us do, right? And so he has us clothe our temple in a godly, holy, shamefaced manner. And I would encourage you to go see that because obviously your churches aren't teaching you that. And I'm not trying to embarrass you or anything. I love you. I had to learn this stuff too. We don't belong to any organization, none whatsoever. Because when we were studying the scriptures and listening to what they said, they're telling us what not to do that the Bible says. And the Bible says do this and they say don't do it. And that's a contradiction. Revelation 22, 14, and 15 says, if you love and practice one lie, one willful lie that you won't repent of, you'll be left outside the gates of heaven. And on the back of that gospel card, you'll see there's many lies that those churches are teaching. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, not teaching women how to be biblical, not teaching men. Did you know in Genesis 3, God put man, humankind, in robes, and it hasn't changed since? If you read 1 Timothy 2, the Greek, modest apparel, you probably know that, right? What's modest today? Yoga pants, one-piece suit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Actually, if you look at the Greek,
we were just talking
modest
about
means
some of the people that will wear things that's like, supposedly, what are they teaching? Good body image or something?
Right, and where do we get the guideline for that, though? It can't just be what you think, what the priests think, or the pastors think. It's what God's word says. And you know what? This is beautiful. You can get an app on your phone that goes to the Greek and the Hebrew. You just press and hold on the button and it tells you. Modest doesn't mean, you know, what the culture thinks it is. It means neat and orderly. You know what apparel means? Dresses and robes. So God's word is really telling us to dress, us godly women, in neat and orderly dresses or robes. And that matters, because I just shared some truth with you. Go check that out. I don't want you left outside the gates of heaven, because look at Acts 5. Ananias and Sapphira, this was after grace, right? They were killed for what? One lie. How many lies did it, or how many sins did it take Adam and Eve to get kicked out of the garden? And the two priests who made strange fire, how many for them? One, right? And I'm sharing a whole bunch with you, so I encourage you, go deeper, because your soul is on the line. That's why we're out here. And that, can I share one more? That's why people get mad at us. It's because we go deeper and encourage you, because we love your soul. Thanks for stopping.